Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's August 20th, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. We have news hot off the press at thedrudgereport.com. Teachers suspended for having black and white students reenact the Mike Brown shooting. This is news out of Alabama and was uploaded to an online forum. I'm absolutely shocked by what my sixth grade child came home telling me that happened in school, Brantley Elementary. His teacher made them reenact two current shootings of young black males. The white students had to play the police officer. And while I respect that they're trying to stay up to date with the current events, having students forced into a situation where they may be uncomfortable, they may not like playing the aggressor, they may not like playing the victim, and having them reenact this may have been very uncomfortable for some of these students. I'd imagine they wouldn't force them to reenact a rape scene, but we'll see how this continues to develop, and it's my understanding that the teacher was put on administrative leave with pay. But what concerns me more than reenactments is what's actually going on in Ferguson, Missouri. Cop points gun at journalist, says, "I'm going to effing kill you."
My hands are up, bro. My hands are up. You're gonna kill him. What's your name? Your name's Joe. Hello, officer.
As shocking as that scene is, there is some light at the end of the tunnel. The Huffington Post reports that the officer has been removed from duty. It says cop in Ferguson to protesters, "I will effing kill you." And they have the update. The St. Ann Police Department has released a statement saying the officer involved in threatening protesters has been suspended indefinitely, which is exactly what needs to happen. They need some accountability in these departments. We don't need guys running around pointing guns at people's chest. We don't need people putting laser sights on people. We don't need the smoke canisters and the tear gas and all these things going on. So I'm glad to see that they're at least having some accountability. It's very unfortunate it had to get so much publicity for this guy to be reprimanded, but I'm glad that it happened nonetheless. And it's not just the cops that are acting bad out there. You have provocateurs in the crowd, in the general populace, people marching with the largely peaceful protesters. And we have this video caught on tape, a provocateur throwing bricks at the Ferguson Police Department.
Who's throwing bricks? He's throwing bricks. He's not a protester. He's not a protester. He's not a protester.
Now, who are you with? Where are you from? Are you from Ferguson? Are you even from this area? Where are you from?
He was hired by the police!
I was not hired by the police.
He's hired by the police!
What the fuck are you doing? It's about the feds. Were you hired by the feds, Bunny Chan?
No, we asked you. Listen. We asked you to leave. I'll tell everybody. Let him go. Stop walking with the people and walk away. Go.
And we apologize for that graphic language, but that's what it is. That's what happens live on the scene. And I'm glad to see the people of Ferguson saying, hey, this guy's an outsider. He's not here with us, not because of his race, but because of his actions. These provocateurs who just want to come in and stir up strife, start an armed conflict with the police. It's always these cowards who want to throw the brick, throw the bottle from behind the protesters. They don't want to get up in front of the police where they can be seen and be held accountable. No, they want to stand behind you. They want to stand behind me. They will stand behind Joe Biggs or whoever else is out there. So, you know, if the police do open fire, they open fire on the people immediately in front of them, not the person who actually did the offense. So good luck to you guys out there in Ferguson for taking care of your community. And something we need to take care of, the war propaganda. We have this article, supposed ISIS beheading of American journalist. The corporate media is employing adverbs, purportedly, seemingly, apparently, to describe the reported beheading of American freelance journalist James Wright Foley. On Tuesday, a video was posted on YouTube allegedly showing Foley's beheading. The video is titled A Message to America and shows a man said to be Foley on his knees. Now, I haven't had a chance to see the full video of this because I haven't been able to find it. I looked on YouTube, live links, several other sources. The best thing I could find was a guy who was on his knees and a knife comes to his throat. Then it cuts, and it ends up with a guy laying on the ground with his head chopped off, which leads a lot of people to speculate the authenticity of this video. So I can't so much speak on that, but I can speak on how this is being used. The war drums are being beaten. Barack Obama came out with a very quick reaction to this. U.S. will do what it must against the cancer of IS.
From governments and peoples across the Middle East, there has to be a common effort to extract this cancer so that it does not spread. There has to be a clear rejection of these kind of nihilistic ideologies. One thing we can all agree on is that a group like ISIL has no place in the 21st century.
And that's from a good, strong speech from Obama. He talks a good game, but the issue is, as much as he doesn't like ISIS, you know, he's funding people, the Syrian rebels, who are doing the similar actions to ISIS, cutting off people's heads, burning down entire villages. So as much as he wants you to act like he cares about the situation, he's arming people who are doing the exact same thing. But it doesn't stop with President Obama. The CFR is now involved. CFR boss calls for military action against ISIS. Richard Haass, director of the Council on Foreign Relations and a former high-level functionary at the State Department, is calling for attacking ISIS. His tweet reads, "Foley murder shows ISIS a global threat. Need to broaden U.S.-led campaign beyond humanitarian and protection of U.S. personnel to the strategic. The CFR, as Hillary Clinton has repeatedly admitted, drives U.S. foreign policy." So you have these guys all around from Obama on down saying that, hey, we need to go to war with ISIS, another boogeyman. We can't just have Al-Qaeda after 9/11. Now we need a new boogeyman. So they want to go out and, I guess, combat ISIS. But the issue is you have ISIS that isn't really confined to any one particular area. So if you declare war against an enemy with no specific nation, then what are you going to do? You see the map of ISIS, their five-year plan has big chunks of Africa and other areas blacked out, saying this is how we plan to expand in the next 5 years. Also in Ferguson, Missouri, we see the guys walking around behind the TV crews with the ISIS is here flags and all that stuff. So, you know, how are we going to combat ISIS? Do we need to send more troops to Ferguson, Missouri to fight ISIS? Do we need to send more troops, more boots on the ground in Africa to combat ISIS? And that's the issue with this. Meanwhile, you know, you have them funding people who are doing the exact same things as ISIS, but they hate that when, you know, ISIS does it. And the thing that I hate, attacks on my Second Amendment rights. Smart gun inventor threatens Attorney General Eric Holder, I'll burn it down. Smart gun inventor Bill Gentry of Kodiak Industries threatened in a closed 2013 meeting with Attorney General Eric Holder to, quote, burn it down, end quote, if his new technology is mandated by gun control laws. Gentry's IntelliGun includes a patented trigger lock device that can be only unlocked by a fingerprint, much like an iPhone. And while I do respect people, you know, advances in technology, if you want a smart gun, then go get a smart gun. I personally don't want one, and I'm very happy to see this guy come out and say, hey, I don't want this to be mandated across the board. Because just like you think about a cell phone, you know, a cell phone has a kill switch. They have the various technologies where they can burst into your cell phone. Hey, Amber Alert, you know, they kidnapped this little girl, which is very unfortunate, you know, and something you may want to be abreast of. But let's say they put the same technology into a gun. You know, they suspect that a kidnapper is in a certain region. Let's kill everybody's gun in this region so we can go catch the bad guy. Or even the situation in Ferguson. Let's say everybody out there had a smart gun. The police show up, kill everybody's gun. And you say, well, why wouldn't you want people to be unarmed in that situation? Because you have the shop owners out there trying to protect their property. They need their firearm. The people who live in that community, they don't want somebody trying to bust in their house. They need the firearm to protect themselves. So, you know, I'm very much against a mandated smart gun, but if you want one, that's ultimately your business. And let's talk about the business of the green movement, because, you know, this is some mean green going on here. Solar power plants downside, birds igniting in midair. Federal wildlife investigators who visited Bright Source Energy Plant last year and watched as birds burned and fell reported an average of one streamer, that's a burning bird, every 2 minutes. Are urging California officials to halt the operator's application to build a still larger facility. So what they want to do is have even more solar farms. And I think solar is great. I think it's a great alternative energy. I'm interested in it myself. I just can't afford it at this juncture. But, you know, I think it's a great technology. But, you know, if you have these large solar farms killing your birds, just like you have the big wind farms killing the bats, you need to take these things into account. Because you can't say, I'm doing my part to be green when you're killing off the wildlife. And meanwhile, you're, you know, all snooty and you're trendy because you drive around in your, your Prius, even though it's powered by coal power, you just, you know, put the electric shock socket into it. So just more food for thought. And speaking of food, we're talking about not only the food but the water when we come back after this break. Rob Dew will be talking about the threats you may face if you do not do the filtered water system like we have here at Infowars.com. Also, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs will be documenting the situation from last night in Ferguson, Missouri. And also Larry Pinckney will give you the whole breakdown of what he thinks about President Obama's current regime. This is the Infowars Nightly News. Stay tuned.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back. In Ferguson, Missouri, we've seen reports about police silencing the press, but they've gone a step beyond that now. Watch this clip.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com in Ferguson, Missouri. Now for the eighth day, we're going to continue to bring you up-to-date coverage of what is going on out here. But one of the big questions for tonight and pretty much every night, will the police attack the protesters? And if so, are they also going to infringe on the media's First Amendment rights? Because we've been seeing it more and more every day. Now, like I said, this is our eighth day here. This is the first time in the past few days, we haven't had a designated media section right over here beside the McDonald's. They have completely cleared that out, and they have only set up an area back at the Martial Law Command Center where you saw us last night on the press conference held by Captain Johnson.
We're not sure who's a journalist and who's not. And yes, if I see somebody with a $50,000 camera on their shoulder, I'm pretty sure.
It seems like there's a lot more activity tonight than there was last night, and that could be due to the fact that another person was yet killed again by a police officer. Justified or not, the people in this town have their emotions running high, and this could affect how things act the rest of the week.
Hands up! Don't shoot! Hands up! Don't shoot!
Right before everything turned into pure and total chaos in Ferguson, there was calm. Kip began investigating reports of provocateurs in the area around the time I came across a stash of glass bottles sitting under this metallic bin. Instead of getting shot by the cops, because honestly, I had walked across and kicked one, and it just made my skin crawl. I was like, oh my God, they're going to all hear that, and they're just going to start shooting rounds at me. I didn't pick up the bottle. Instead, I walked over to numerous officers, and I said, hey, I don't want anything to break out here tonight. I don't want anything bad to happen, but I just want you to let you know I found a stash of glass bottles of the same brand, so they're not just random ones, and they're sitting under this bin over there, like, stacked together. They didn't do anything about it. The cops were more concerned with sweeping the media out of the area, so I'm sitting there for a second. It calms down. I run back to the road where there's this, metal wire going across the sidewalk. And I hear,
you're gonna kill him. What's your name, sir? Your name's go f*** yourself, alright? Go f*** yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, officer.
Bring your gun
down. And I'm sitting here looking, and this police officer with no mask, no helmet, anything at all, he just got an M4 in his hand, and he's got it pointed within 2 inches of this guy with a camera, And he's sitting there saying that he was going to kill this guy. And he said, I'm media. And he goes, I don't effing care. What is going on? These guys are out of control. And they keep telling you on mainstream media, on Fox, on CNN, oh, you know, it was a very peaceful night. Negative. It's peaceful until you guys get out of control. They started attacking journalists. I witnessed three journalists get thrown to the ground by multiple police officers and were punched, grabbed, wrangled, hog-tied up, and carried out of there, exercising their rights as media. They were moving when the cops told them to get out of that way. Since I've been here, it has been complete and total madness. The police are against the media because they know the truth will get out, and they do not want that to happen.
What do you think about this, Captain? They're arresting journalists. Yesterday you told us they weren't arresting journalists.
You need to leave.
Now they're arresting journalists.
You're next.
Sidewalk, please.
Now you're arresting journalists.
Sidewalk, please.
I got him.
Felt like such an environment that it was going to get so bad that I felt that I had to choose safety over footage at that point, and I had to get my team out of there.
I don't like having my rights stripped away. I don't think anybody that lives in a free country likes that as well. You know, we're here to bring you, the viewer, the people, the truth as it happens. You know, when they keep us from doing that, it sucks.
And that's something that should concern you regardless of where you live, because it's not just a Ferguson, Missouri issue. This affects everybody in this country. But for something that affects everybody all around the world, Rob Dew comes and tell us about what you need to know about water filtration.
That's right. We've had two recent scientific reports that have come out, that have come directly to us here at InfoWars.com, and they do affect water. I got a question for you, Jakari. Do you filter your water at home?
Not as much as I should, but I don't drink much tap water. I pretty much just shower with it, and that's about it.
Yeah, I avoid tap water as much as possible unless it is filtered. And full disclosure, I do use the ProPure system at my house with my family at all times. But one thing what I want to talk about, I want to talk about something that's affecting the people in Toledo right now. Right now in Toledo, we have the algae that is this toxic microcystine that is going through the water supply. It has affected all the residents there. You've seen the pictures of the shells being cleared out when the officials came on and said, hey, don't drink the water. Go out and buy your bottled water. Well, the shelves cleared really quickly. Well, I have some interesting scientific information about that. This is out of the Blade headline. Algae forecast detailed at Stone Lab gathering. Scientists expect the remainder of Lake Erie's algae season to be bad, though not nearly as bad as the worst season on record in 2011. The 2011 record outbreak was considered a 10. The 2014 forecast calls for a 6, maybe a 7. Now, this is very interesting. This is not something that occurs every 100 years, like, you know, they have a 100-year floodplain. No, this is occurring every few years in the Lake Erie area, and this is affecting their drinking water of many residents. And here's a little bit of trivia. There are more than 100 forms of algae in Lake Erie. Most of them are good for the food chain. But there are more than 80 varieties of microcystis, the main algae that produces the toxic microcystine. Now, microcystine is what everybody's worried about. It is what is poisoning the water, giving it a foul color, a foul odor, and it's really giving the people in the water plant a hard time. They can't get rid of it. So it's going into people's taps, and then people are drinking it. Well, unless you get the word out and the officials come out and say, hey, don't drink the water, which takes us to another location. Now I want to take you on a map ride. We're going to go from Toledo down to West Virginia in the Elk River area, where the American Water System is now facing lots of civil lawsuits for what happened back in January, where over 300,000 people had their drinking water contaminated with the chemical MCHM, which is known as 4-methyl-1-cyclohexene methanol. Very hard to say on the tip of your tongue, but that's a chemical used in the coal mining process, and it got into the drinking water. People were told about that, but it took a while. It took a while for people to learn about that information. Now, if you were filtering your water, would you have been safe? That's a good question to ask. Well, we have two reports now that I want to go to real quickly. Behind me is a lab result from the lab Envirotech Laboratories located in New Jersey. And back in February 13th, just after the disaster in Elk River, they did tests with the MCHM contaminant and to see how the ProPure G2 filters would react to them. If you look real close down here, and we're going to blow this up for you on screen, 99.89% of the MCHM was filtered out of the water. So had you not gotten the information from the authorities, public servants, the people who are supposed to be doing their job, and you were drinking contaminated water, but you were using a water filter system, it would have been taking out up to 99.89% of that contaminant. Now let's look at the microcystine back in Toledo, Ohio. Say you're living in Toledo, not in West Virginia. Now this report from Envirotech Laboratories comes out August 16th, 2014. They did a test with the microcystis, and they found microcystine levels were reduced up to 99% out of the G2 filter elements. So you have a way better chance of not getting these contaminants into your body when you filter your water, especially when you use the ProPure drip filters and not one that's like pushing the water through your tap water, a system that's hooked up to your water tap system. So it's these drip filters that allow all the contaminants to just stay up in the filters and not getting into your water, basically into your bodies and into your family's bodies. So if you're like me, I would get you a ProPure system and start filtering your water today, because you never know where these things can crop up. We've seen plenty of contamination accidents happen all over the country. This is just two different examples that just happened this year. Jakari, this is pretty amazing. That I was shocked when I got these lab results back, and we're going to post these up on the G2 system. In fact, we can show you that right here. If you go to this page on our InfoWars store, you can actually see what the results are. If you scroll down, it talks about the Elk River incident, and we'll be adding the new incident that happened in Toledo and the results that just came out. And in fact, these just came out August 16th. So we're just 4 days that these are out, and we're finally now getting to it with all the other news that's going on in Ferguson.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely something people should look at. You know, like I said, I'm a single guy. I don't cook. I don't clean too much. And, you know, other than just for myself and my dog. And I don't even cook inside my house. I eat out almost every day. But if you have kids, if you have somebody who drinks a lot of tap water, I definitely would recommend this system. And I'm just going to have to go ahead and get one, you know, because you never know. I drink a lot of bottled water. But, you know, even that, you have the BPA and other things in the plastics that you want to try to avoid.
Exactly.
So, Rob, thank you, and give us your final thought.
Yeah, when we have bottled water in our house, we run it through the filter anyway, because you never know what kind of contaminants could come out of the plastic. This is something that everybody should be thinking about, not just in these different locations, because you could have something happen anywhere, mm-hmm. and it is something that you need to do to protect yourself and your family.
Oh, yeah, not just the ProPure. I do have the life straws. I am ready for that in case, you know, you ever have to bug out. I keep those in my bug-out bag, so I'm ready to go on that. But, Rob, thank you for that. And everybody go to InfoWars Shop and be sure to pick up a ProPure system. Stay tuned right after this for Larry Pinkney.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, there's processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Our guest tonight is Larry Pinkney, activist and member of the original Black Panther Party. He joins us to talk about the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, and also what he thinks about President Obama's job performance. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Pinkney.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
All right. Now, I'll tell you, Larry, I just had some boots on the ground out in Ferguson, Missouri. We still have a team out there right now. And what are your thoughts about the situation? We'd been out there since, I guess, last Tuesday, and we saw them gas peaceful protesters. But that's not to say that everybody in the crowd was peaceful. You definitely had some provocateurs trying to stir things up, throwing Molotov cocktails, throwing rocks at the police. So what is your general take on the situation?
More of the same. You know, what my take on the situation is that we're going to see more and more of the Asian provocateur activity. It's not just in Ferguson, but it's throughout this country. I think that the tragedy in Ferguson, Missouri, can and should be turned into something very positive. My first concern, frankly, is that the so-called mainstream, I call it corporate stream, lane stream, vomit stream media, is trying to put this in a narrative of black versus white. Mm-hmm. It is not a black versus white situation. It is a situation where all people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, have a stake in this. We all have a stake in this together. So that's my general thought on that. But let me say very quickly that this is not just about Michael Brown or Michael Brown's family. Let's also remember the young white man by the name of Brandon Ellingson, that's Ellingson, who died in the custody, also in Missouri, of the state troopers, state police of Missouri. And this is quite recent. Again, his name is Brandon Ellingson. And I emphasize that our struggle it's we the people. It's a constitutional struggle. And my real concern, frankly, is that there are more than enough. In fact, we shouldn't have any provocateurs out there working for both the police department and the federal government. So we need to be aware of that. And, yes. And you know, the media, the so-called media, and I want to compliment you, Jakari, and all the crew of InfoWars for the tremendous job that you all have been doing, and also placing yourselves in jeopardy. But you know what? That's what the struggle is all about.
Yeah, and I definitely appreciate that, Mr. Pinckney, because just like you said, you have to go through those to those extremes to bring people the truth, because we want that to be exposed, what's going on. Like I said, there's plenty of blame to go around. Not everything the police do is great. Not everything the crowd in general does is great. But as you pointed out, this is not a white thing. It's not a black thing. It's not a Hispanic thing. It's not an Asian thing. This is about people just coming together saying, we've had enough of the police brutality. We've had enough of the unaccountability, and we want some answers in this community, and not just here, all around the country. You talk about other white people who have been victims of police brutality. Kelly Thomas in California famously was beaten to death screaming for his parents, "Daddy, please save me from these vicious attacks." But we want a peaceful resolution all the way around. So with this said, Mr. Pinckney, we've seen a lot of people comment on the situation going on in Ferguson, many people who are the supposed leaders of the black community. And I'm sure you know the names as well as I do. But what do you think about the response of these supposed black leaders to the situation?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you said supposed black leaders, because they, in fact, are not leaders. They are misleaders, M-I-S, misleaders of not only the black community, but people of all colors. So, you know, you have the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, the Eric Holders, and, of course, none other than the illustrious drone man, secret kill list, double-talking Barack Obama. None of these people represent a genuine leadership of any people, be they black, white, brown, red, or yellow. And we need to understand that leadership begins in the community. In the community, there are plenty of people in that community who are articulate, who have lived in the community many years, and who should be being supported. But instead, what the media, the so-called mainstream media, is doing is they are honing in on everything that they can do to divide people, to keep people in fear. They are avoiding dealing with the root causes. And I say causes, not cause, because it's plural, many causes. But they are avoiding dealing with these causes so that these causes can be rectified. What people want is not revenge. What people want is pure and simple justice. That's all. I don't care what their color is, what our color is. We're all a part of this human family, like it or not. So that's my thought on these so-called leaders, these de facto misleaders. They're part and parcel. In very large measure, they are part and parcel of the problem.
I noticed you also mentioned President Obama there, and I know you've been keeping tabs on him and his job performance. What do you think about his recent handling of not only this situation, but just how he's supposedly running things in general?
Well, I think Drone Man, secret kill list, NDAA signing, double-talking President Obama has shown repeatedly that his interests are not, I repeat, are not the interests of everyday, ordinary, struggling black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. I think his job performance is pathetic. I think his job performance shows over and over again that he could give one, let me keep from cursing here. He could care less. He could care less about the people. His interests are maintaining Barack Obama's status and power. That's all Barack Obama cares about. And his minions, be they Democrat or Republican, are about the same thing. And this is really important that we understand. You know, they say manure rolls downhill. Well, it sure does. And it starts right at the White House on down. So it's one thing to talk about the militarization of the police. And yes, we should be deeply concerned about that. But we've got to understand who is behind the militarization of the police forces. And that has to be who? The commander in chief, the chief executive. This Barack Obama is terrible for the entire country, for people of all colors.
Now, talking about this could tie into the Ferguson, but just the larger issue at hand, the targeting of journalists and also activists. I know you're prominent activists, have been for many years. So when you see these videos of peaceful people, whether it be Ferguson or anyplace else, you know, somebody who's obviously a cameraman walking around with his camera, even has his press badge, or you see a peaceful demonstrator actor activating their First Amendment, you know, they want to come out here and show their support. What do you think about this when these people are viciously attacked by these police state tactics?
I think this is an egregious transgression of the U.S. Constitution. You see, and, you know, I have warned about this way back in 2007 and 2008. In fact, in 2008, I wrote an article called, and this is before Obama was installed, I wrote an article called An Obama Presidency, More of the Same, Only Worse, all right? And when you see the clamping down, and I mean the vicious clamping down and arrest of the press, what does this tell us? Don't our so-called leaders see this? Shouldn't they be outraged? Shouldn't they be saying, no, this is a violation of the constitutional and human rights of the press? And frankly, of the peaceful protesters as well.
Exactly, because we're out there, just as I mentioned, they're shooting pretty much indiscriminately rubber bullets. When we were there Wednesday night, our very own Joe Biggs was shot by a rubber bullet. You know, I'm having to jump over fences so they don't shoot me with exploding canisters. Josh, our cameraman, got hit by some tear gas, began vomiting instantly. And you're talking about the mainstream proposal, the way they're handling the situation. You know, when we were out there, I believe it was Saturday night, Sunday morning, when they enacted the curfew, you know, the original reports were that they weren't shooting tear gas at the protesters. That's definitely not the case. We were on the grounds, had three people out there. And then the first wave, Mr. Pinckney, they were shooting tear gas. And they originally said they were shooting this in response to a shooting that didn't happen until later. So they shoot out the tear gas, then a shooting happens. But they say this is the original reason why they shot the tear gas in the first place. But people were all too happy to regurgitate the talking points that they were told from the police department.
Exactly, which is why, my brother, I refer to it as vomit. That you picked right up on it. Regurgitation. In my latest article in intrepidreport.com, I wrote an article loosely titled Rejecting the Government and Corporate Stream Vomit. Why? Because it's a regurgitation of lies, repeated lies. Why would, in fact, the police or any other authority for that matter be firing tear gas? I mean, tear gas, people don't understand what tear gas, or for that matter, what a rubber bullet will do to a human's body.
Mm-hmm.
Tear gas has terrible effects that are long lasting, dealing with one's ability to breathe, one's ability to see, one's ability to think clearly. This is physical and psychological terror being waged against the people and the press of the United States of America. This cannot be allowed. It cannot be continued. And I say this loud and clear to Democrats and Republicans and to Drone Man, Mr. President Obama, you know better. Shame on you.
Yeah, shame, because people need to be held accountable. We just don't want to hear, oops, we're sorry, we'll try to do better next time. You know, somebody needs to be held accountable for these actions. So, Mr. Pinckney, can you give us your final thoughts and also tell us how we can keep up with your work?
Yes. First, again, I want to thank all of you. And again, I want to thank you and the great crew that has been working with you. I know you were right on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri. Stay strong. Keep on doing that. That's what we need.
Well, thank you.
It's the truth. The truth is the truth. So I have to say that my final thoughts, well, I won't call them exactly my final thoughts. My final thoughts on this are that we, the people, must unite. We must overcome our petty differences. We must overcome the fear-mongering, the hate-mongering that so many elements are out there peddling. We must overcome it and work together, as we said in the original Black Panther Party, not the so-called new Black Panther Party. As we said in the original Black Panther Party, all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. We must do this thing and win this thing together. It's a long struggle. Thank you so much. You can find my writings at intrepidreport.com. Please check them out, my writings and other great writings, and at blackactivistwg.org. Again, blackactivistwg, which stands for writersguild.org. And thank you. Thank you so much. Please be careful. Please stay strong. Keep on keeping on.
Thank you, Mr. Pinckney. Larry Pinckney, original Black Panther. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News, but you can go to prisonplanet.tv, get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can get the Alex Jones Show, the Nightly News, the Special Reports, the Rants, and so much more. It helps fund our operation, helps get our guys out to Ferguson or Bilderberg or wherever we need to go. So go to prisonplanet.tv and also stop by the InfoWars store. I'm Jakari Jackson for the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.